Andrew Schneider on KNIA Radio here with Riley Duncan, who just finished her final race here at State. Your thoughts about the weekend here at the Blue Oval? I'm sure you didn't go position-wise where you wanted to be, but I'm sure it was pretty fun to be out here racing against these girls.
Yeah, it's always a blast to come up here to Drake and run at the Blue Oval. It's an experience like you'll never experience. You have to be here to experience it. And this season has kind of been rough. We only had about 4 regular season meets. It's been hard to compete around home against some of these bigger schools. So I just came up here and I had the attitude that I was going to give it all I could give. And, you know, that's just where I placed and that's what happened.
And how do you feel about your races? I imagine pretty good considering you didn't have much of a season.
Yeah, I do feel pretty good about them. I feel maybe the 800 could have been a little better. I am battling a foot injury, though, so I was up here. I kind of just blocked it out, though, because nobody cares, and neither do I. You still have to go out here. You have to compete and give it all you can give, and that's just the attitude that I see. And so I come out here, and I'm going to give 110% effort all the time.
Well, I know you and I have talked twice, the 3 times you've been at State Cross Country. That's next for you. You're a 3-time All-Stater. I imagine that's the goal again. What does the offseason look like, knowing that you want to be back up in Fort Dodge this fall?
Yeah, I'm super excited to get back up there and try to earn my 4-time All-State cross-country runner. This summer I am playing softball, but I'm going to do some cross-country workouts throughout the summer to try to be in shape by the time that first meet comes and see if I can improve my times and even move my placing up at the state tournament.
Riley Duncan, it's always good to see you. Congratulations on a great weekend.
Thank you.